I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, September 24th. Retired Quincy Fire Chief Tom Gorman has died. Gorman died last Friday at home after an illness. He was 87. Gorman served as chief from 1991 to 2002. He joined the Quincy Fire Department in 1963, following in his father's footsteps. The senior Gorman served as chief from 1947 to 1967. Gorman was a lifelong resident of Quincy, graduated from Quincy High School in 1956, and earned a degree in fire science from Massasoit College. Gorman was also a U.S. Army veteran and worked as director of Quincy Emergency Management after his retirement for several years. Gorman was also a longtime member of the board of directors here at Quincy Access Television. Gorman is survived by his wife, two sons, three grandchildren, a great-grandchild, many nieces and nephews. Visiting hours are Friday from 4 to 7 at St. Joseph's Church in Quincy Point, with a funeral Saturday at 10 a.m. at the church. Burial with military honors will be at St. Paul Cemetery in Hingham. Donations in his memory may be made to Boston Children's Hospital. There are two new officers on the Quincy Police Department. Alyssa Sayers and Joseph Canavan were sworn in yesterday during a ceremony at Quincy City Hall. Both are Quincy natives. Sayers previously was a public safety officer at South Shore Hospital. Canavan was previously a Brookline police officer and a corrections officer with the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office. Both will now undergo training before beginning their duties in Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch told the new officers that the new police station will be ready in about a year. A 29-year-old Taunton man facing charges after police said he hit multiple police cruisers with his car during an incident in Weymouth on Sunday. Police said that started at about 4:30 Sunday afternoon when dispatchers got a report of a person acting erratically at a laundromat in the area of Broad Street and Washington Street. Officers responded, tried to speak to the person who continued to act erratically. Police identified the man as Jeff Josa. During his arraignment yesterday, a prosecutor in Josa's case said he eventually left the laundromat and walked into a nearby convenience store, ripping a door out of a bystander's hands as he did so. The prosecution said Josa soon went back into the parking lot, got into his car, and accelerated in reverse, nearly hitting an officer. Prosecution says he then rammed one cruiser three times, allegedly pushed the cruiser into another cruiser, and damaged a third police vehicle. Joseph says that the police officer was sitting inside the first cruiser Joseph hit. He was evaluated for potential serious injuries. Officials said Joseph eventually drove his damaged car onto Washington Street, where he led officers on a brief chase, crashed into the woods off Route 3, was taken into custody. He is being held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing that's scheduled for Thursday. Canton Police Detective Kevin Alberts was disciplined for drinking alcohol on duty, which came to light during testimony in the Karen Reed murder trial. An independent investigation found that Albert drank alcohol while investigating a cold case on Cape Cod years ago. Investigators said his conduct was unbecoming of an officer and violated the Canton Police Department's rules. Police Chief Helena Rafferty said Albert accepted 3 8-hour shifts of unpaid duty as punishment. During State Police Trooper Michael Proctor's testimony, one of Reed's attorneys questioned him about the night he went out drinking with Albert. Proctor testified that he found Albert's badge in his cruiser the next morning and that Albert asked Proctor if he had his gun as well. The investigation into Albert's actions ultimately determined he securely stored his gun in Proctor's locked cruiser and that the removal of his badge did not violate the department rules. The badge was also secured inside Proctor's vehicle. Albert's brother Brian owned the home where Reed's boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe, was found unresponsive in the snow. And State Police Sergeant Yuri Bukanek has also been disciplined in connection with the testimony, with State Police saying he failed to properly supervise an unnamed subordinate In 2022, he's required to forfeit 5 days of leave. A Cohasset man was hospitalized Sunday after he had to tread water for more than 2 hours in a pit full of seawater that he fell into at a work site. Cohasset police said first responders were called to the scene of the Old Atlantica restaurant on Border Street Sunday afternoon on a report that a person was trapped in an open pit inside the site's kitchen area. While they were on their way, the 911 caller told responders the man had gotten out of the pit but was injured and possibly hypothermic. The pit was filled with 8 feet of ocean water. The man, a 43-year-old Cohasset resident, had been treading water for more than 2 hours while he was stuck in the hole. The victim, who works for the company that owns a small portion of the building, was treated at the scene, then taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police said investigating officers found the open pit inside the kitchen was filled with ocean water, uncovered and unmarked. The Cohasset Building Department will assist federal investigators and work with the property owners, Co. Lobster, LLC, to secure and make safe that site. Well, if you have not noticed lately, gas prices in Massachusetts are inching downward. They've dropped significantly over the past year. The average price for a gallon of gas in Massachusetts is now $3.14, according to AAA. Down 6 cents over the past week, 24 cents in the past month. To give you an idea of how far prices have fallen, on this day last year, the average was $3.77, a 63-cent drop. The average price nationally held steady at $3.21 a gallon. California has the highest average at $4.74 a gallon. It's $1.60 more than Massachusetts. The all-time high in Massachusetts was $5.05 a gallon back in June of 2022. A total of 16 states are currently below the $3 mark. Mississippi has the lowest average price at $2.70 a gallon. Gasoline analyst Patrick DeHaan says there are several reasons for the drop in prices. Americans are driving less now that summer's over, so the demand for gas is down. He also noted stations are switching over to the cheaper winter blends of gasoline. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are higher. The Dow up 61, the NASDAQ rose 25, and the S&P added 16. Asian stocks also advanced. The dollar rose, the euro was up, and oil at $71 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat Toronto 4-1. The series continues tonight at 7:07 p.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service today. Again, another cloudy, cool day with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, low of 51. More of the same tomorrow, cloudy, high 67. Showers around on Thursday with a high of 65. And then partly cloudy, 68 on Friday. The marine forecast calling for 2 to 3 foot waves, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots, next high tide 5:13 p.m. Sunrise 6:33, sets at 6:36. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, September 24th.